The head of the Czech Football Association, Miroslav Belta, has been questioned by police after he and a number of other people were arrested over corruption allegations. Czech soccer is often in the news for the wrong reasons, but is this the biggest scandal yet? Ian Willoughby reports.
On Wednesday, police raided the headquarters of the Czech Football Association at Prague's Strahov, arresting FA chairman Miroslav Belta. At the same time, officers swooped on Prague City Hall, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Sports, and Jablonec Football Club, which is owned by Mr. Belta. Alongside the FA chief, they arrested a prominent Prague politician, the head of the Czech Union of Sport, and a deputy minister of education. They also questioned Minister Kateřina Valachová. According to the Supreme State Attorney Lenka Bradáčová, the case centres on the alleged abuse of ministry subsidies. Media reports suggest the sums involved could be in the hundreds of millions. The investigation has been linked to the renovation of a stadium in Prague. Scandal is nothing new in Czech football, and fans have become used to the sport also finding its way to the front pages. But how does this latest situation compare to previous affairs? That's a question I put to journalist Michal Petrák of the newspaper Sport.
We don't know yet. Before, most of the scandals were connected with bribery or something to do with referees or such. This time it is a scandal that can reach into higher echelons, into politics. And yesterday even the Minister of Education and Sport was interrogated by police. So we really don't know yet the scale that this scandal can reach. But I think it can be a big one.
Miroslav Belta, who's been in the post since 2011, is due to stand again for the chairmanship of the Czech FA next month. At present, there are no other candidates. So given this dramatic situation, what happens now? Michal Petrák again.
I think anything can happen. I think even Belta can be elected because I have no ideals about Czech football. The delegates of the general meeting of the election, they are used to scandals in football. They are thick-skinned, as you would say. So I think it is very possible that they can elect Belta even though police are investigating into his business.
The weekly Respect has reported that charges have been filed against Miroslav Belta and two others. However, this was unconfirmed at the time we recorded our programme. Meanwhile, the news site Lidovky.cz said another candidate may now stand against Mr. Belta.